Thank you guys for being here again this morning and tuning in online. And Stephen, thank you, man, for leading and most of all, bringing my table out. Appreciate that. I feel so special when you bring my table out. Oh, hey, do you have my water and towel, M&Ms, anything like that? All right, thanks. Appreciate it. So I'm just kidding. I don't like M&Ms. Anyway, I hope you're ready for God's Word today. I'm excited to be able to just open up God's Word and share a little bit, and I hope God speaks to our hearts this morning. I know that that He will. And so my son, Hayden, he runs cross-country, and I don't know if you guys have ever been to a cross-country meet. I don't know if you just, you know, one day say, hey, I'm going to go watch cross-country. I'm pretty sure you don't do that. But it's pretty neat to watch these athletes run. It's 5K. So it's over 3 miles that they run either around a school or in a park or somewhere. So it's trail, kind of like trail running. It really is a great sport, and the athletes really are great athletes. But what I love about cross country, and we saw this this week, yesterday morning, we were at a meet in McDonough, and the meet was originally supposed to be on Wednesday. And if you remember, it rained a lot. And so when we got here, got to the track or to the trail yesterday morning, all the lines that were painted on the ground all around the school, all around the area, pretty much faded away. I mean, the rain came in and kind of washed a lot of it away. They didn't really repaint the lines. And so it was interesting, especially where we were sitting as runners were coming by. No joke, numerous times runners kept going straight when they were supposed to go left. And we were yelling at them, hey, turn, you got to turn and turn left. And if we, you know, I really was tempted to go right, keep going. You're doing good. Just keep going. But I didn't. I refrained from being mean like that. But it was very interesting. I mean, a lot of runners kind of missing that trail where they were supposed to go. One of the other things about cross country, if you ever go and watch, you know, when it starts, everybody's together. Eventually, it kind of thins out, and you always have a leader that's running, a fast runner that's leading the pack. Well, before him is some kind of vehicle, an ATV, a golf cart, something like that, that leads the pack, leads the leader around the track just so they don't get lost. That's the reason that that ATV is there. And sure enough, at this meet, it was a lot of the same. A golf cart was leading the way in front of the runner who was leading the pack. I started thinking about that, and I thought, that's pretty fascinating. And I started thinking in a spiritual sense because it made a lot of sense to me in how we live out our faith. You know, we want to lead out in our faith and be a leader in our spiritual faith as we go out and make disciples and share the gospel with people. There's a lot of people that want to be a leader. This runner that was leading the pack, he was a fast runner. He was leading the other runners. But you know what? He wasn't able to lead until he was able to follow the golf cart. And I think about our spiritual life. Listen, we will not be able to lead in our faith and lead out in sharing the gospel with those around us unless we are willing to follow Jesus. And we're grateful that Jesus is the one that leads the way for us, that we can follow so that we can remain on the course that He has for us, that He has planned for us, that He has put out there for us. And so I want to just challenge you this morning as we talk about follow me, this idea that in order to be a leader, you have to be a follower. And I want to encourage you today to follow Jesus. If you would, open up your Bibles to the book of Luke. We're going to be in Luke chapter 5, and we're going to be talking about a story that that is fascinating to me. I love the story of the calling of Levi, or you also may know him as Matthew. So the calling of Levi in Luke chapter 5, we're going to read a couple of verses together. Luke chapter 5, verses 27 through 29. And then we're going to talk through this this passage and throw out some ideas of what it means to follow Jesus. What does that look like to follow? And hopefully by the end of this morning, after 2 or 3 hours, then we'll be ready to really put it into practice. I'm just kidding. We're not going to be here for 2 or 3 hours. But anyway, so Luke chapter 5, starting in verse 27. If you have a copy of God's Word, or if not, it's okay. Would you stand as we read God's Word this morning? Here's what God's Word says in Luke chapter 5, starting in verse 27. It says, "After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at his tax booth. 'Follow me,' Jesus said to him, and Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. Then Levi had a great banquet for Jesus at his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them." Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the power that's in your word. And we just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would move and work in this place and change us and transform us into who you want us to be. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can have a seat. So as we begin thinking about this idea of following Jesus, I'm just captivated by the story of the calling of Matthew, the calling of Levi, as it's said in Luke chapter 5. Because I don't know if you know this, and maybe you have been in church for a while and you've read through the Gospels, but you know, tax collectors weren't the most popular people during that time. Matter of fact, they were pretty much hated. And so for Jesus to come to a tax collector, Jesus to come to Levi and ask him to follow him is just an amazing story of grace just by itself, and could fill up just the whole time just talking about God's grace and forgiveness. And so I want you to kind of hold on to that for this whole time together, because that really is the foundational truth of this, that God called Levi, so he's calling us too. You better believe it. So I want to take some time though just to walk through just three things about following. What does it mean to follow Jesus from this story of the calling of Levi, and how we can apply it to our life? Because listen, we are in desperate need of believers who are following. We want to be filled with churches of believers that are willing to lay it all on the line and follow our Savior through these days to come. And now as we're approaching, and I believe it, I'm sure others do too, and they did in biblical times, they talked about a lot, the end is near, Jesus is coming, we believe that, He's going to come. We don't know the time or the hour, but we know He's coming, and so we want to be prepared for that, and the way we do that is we follow Jesus with all of our heart today. And so let's look at this, and I want to kind of walk through some things about following that I hope can spur us on, challenge us a little bit, encourage us as followers of Jesus. And the first thing is this that we find in this story of Matthew is this. And it says this in verse 27, "After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at his tax booth. 'Follow me,' Jesus said to him." So following Jesus, this is our number one point, following Jesus begins with a personal proposition. Following Jesus begins with a personal proposition. Listen, why is this important? Like I said, so Levi was a tax collector. He was not popular by any means in that time frame. Let's face it, tax collectors were extortionists. They were dishonest. They were taking money from people just to pad their pockets. They would do whatever it took in order to live the life they wanted to live. Matter of fact, money came before anything else. So they would rob, they would steal from anybody they needed to through taxes in order to live that extravagant kind of life. They had no problem taking money from anybody, widows, orphans, whatever it took. They were going to take the money that they wanted to take. Listen, they were not popular. They were pretty much hated. And so now here's Jesus coming to a tax collector, and he looks at Levi and he says, "Follow me." It's the personal call of Jesus on the life of Matthew. And can I just say, in itself, it is an incredible picture of grace. Because if there's someone that would not deserve to be called to follow Jesus, it would be the tax collector at that time. But can I tell you this also, which really puts it into a perspective for all of us, if there's anyone that wouldn't be really that kind of person that should be called to follow Jesus, that would be all of us. And so what we find in the picture of the calling of Levi is the fact that Jesus loves you, and that Jesus loved Levi, and he is calling him in spite of who he was and what he was doing with his life, because God's grace is amazing. And so as we think about this first truth, I just want to throw this out. Listen, no one is too far gone to save. This idea of a personal proposition from Jesus really is highlighted by the fact that no one is too far gone to be saved, and that Jesus, He knows us, He knows your heart, He has a perfect plan, and listen, He is calling, not just Levi, but He is calling us. Now, there's some point in your life that Jesus has called on your heart and He has called you. And I pray that you've accepted that call of salvation and you've given Him your life and you've followed Him. Maybe, though, you have given your life to Jesus and you're rescued, redeemed, saved. Listen, you have Jesus in your life, but yet you haven't really been obedient to Him and you're kind of sitting back, filling up a chair, coming Wednesdays and Sundays, but really your relationship with the Lord is not that important and He's not the Lord of your life and yet He's been calling you to go all in and be obedient. Listen, Jesus calls. And He is calling you today to follow, whether for the first time or for 10 years after you've been saved. He is calling you to follow. And it's a personal call as the Holy Spirit moves and works in your life. And I want to encourage you today, no matter where you are in your life, you are not too far gone. And Jesus is calling you to follow. Now, I don't know what that looks like. I don't know for some of you what that follow looks like. Some, it is salvation, but some, maybe it is getting into ministry or whatever it may be. But listen, He is calling you, and it's a personal calling because He knows you, and He desires that obedience in your life. Luke 5, starting in verse 30, it says this, on down just a little bit. It says, "And the Pharisees and their scribes grumbled at His disciples, saying, 'Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?' And Jesus answered them, 'Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.'" What I love about this story is that there's two sides of people. There are the Pharisees who believe they are righteous and they deserve to be called. And you have Levi who is a sinner and that probably thinks very little of himself because of the life that he lived. Yet here's what Jesus said. It's the ones that are sinners that need the doctor. And so listen, Jesus calls Levi. And can I tell you today that we all need Jesus. And we're all in that same boat as Levi. You know, matter of fact, Romans 5:8 just simply says this, "While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." So no matter where you find yourself today, listen, Jesus is calling. Jesus is calling you to follow. It doesn't matter what your past is or was. It doesn't matter where you are today. Listen, Jesus is calling you today. And He wants you and He wants me to follow Him. May we be willing and obedient to follow. Which really brings up the next point. Listen, what I love about Levi, it just says this in verse 28. "And Levi got up and left everything and followed Him." Listen, I have to think that there is some other parts of this story somewhere, but I'm pretty sure Levi had heard of Jesus. Maybe some of the things that were going on at the time, maybe some miracles happening by the very voice or hand of Jesus. And so when Jesus did come to him, He answered him. But what I love about it is that He laid everything down. Everything that He worked so hard for, everything that was so important to Him, He just laid it all down and He followed Jesus. So number two is this. Following Jesus may take some specific sacrifice in your life. So listen, following Jesus is this personal proposition. He's calling you. But listen, also, to follow Jesus may take some specific sacrifice in your life. I just can't even fathom this man who had worked so long and hard to gather up all that he had and hold on to it so tightly. When Jesus came calling, he was willing to lay it all down and follow. Can I say, as believers, may we be willing to lay it all down and just follow Jesus. Regardless of what that may look like, listen, your sacrifice may be job-related, finance-related, time-related, whatever it is. But I will tell you this, as a believer, there will be some specific sacrifice that is laid upon our life and heart as we follow Jesus. Matter of fact, I would say this, if you've never had to sacrifice at all your life, and everything's been pretty cushiony and easy in your life as a Christian, I would start examining your heart, because as soon as we accept Jesus Christ, listen, things change, life changes, now someone else is the master of our life, and because of that, some things have to go. And so better believe that there's going to be some specific sacrifice. But I want you to hear this, and this is so important. As we think about this sacrifice, nothing is too great to sacrifice for Jesus. There is nothing too great to sacrifice for Jesus. We see this all through Scripture, that there is nothing compared to what God has to offer us. There is nothing compared to a life of joy and peace and fulfillment that is found in Jesus as we give Him everything. Listen, there's nothing too great to sacrifice. C.T. Studd says this, "If Jesus Christ be God and died for me, then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for Him." Listen, if He is who He says He is, and He is who we believe He is, listen, then there is no sacrifice too great. He is worthy of us laying down whatever we need to do to follow. But here's the issue. Listen, for us as believers, many times we are weighed down. This is why in Hebrews it talks about to run this race, you've got to throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, as Hebrews 12 tells us. Why? Because we like to hold on to our stuff. We like to hold on to our worldly things, whatever that may look like, whatever that is in our life, popularity, finances, whatever. We hold on to it, and then we try to also follow Jesus. Can I tell you, it is impossible to hold on to the world and hold on to Jesus. You either love one or you hate the other, as Scripture tells us. And so we have to get to a point in our life that we're willing to follow Jesus no matter what. No matter what it may cost us, no matter what we have to lay aside, we are willing and ready to follow after Jesus as He calls us in this life. Are you willing to make that little sacrifice for Jesus? And you know, we look at Matthew 6 and verse 33, it says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Seek first, but listen, seek first, and God is going to take care of you. Seek first Him, and He will provide for you. Listen, we recognize a God who is so powerful that when we sacrifice and follow, God will provide. Luke chapter 18 says this, starting in verse 28. It says, "And Peter said, 'See, we have left our homes and followed you.' And he said to them, 'Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who will not receive many times more in this time and in the age to come eternal life.'" Now, I don't know about you, but when I look at God's Word and I read God's Word, I take it literal. I take it for what it is. And I don't add to it. I try not to add to it. I try not to take away from it. I don't take away from it. Listen, I read it like it is and I believe it. And I will hold on to it as truth that never goes away. And so when I look at God's Word and I read this verse in verse 30, who will not receive many times more in this time and in the age to come, can I tell you that fills my heart with joy and peace? Why? Because if I'm willing to sacrifice for Jesus and follow Him with all that I have, even though I'll have to lay some things down that I may hold so dear, listen, I realize this, that God has promised me that He's going to take care of me. Now, we can look at eternity and we can say, praise God, yeah, heaven is going to be awesome. And we do. We have heaven that is awaiting us, and that will not change. And we hold on to that hope that is a confident hope that will never go away. Listen, we know without a doubt when we follow Jesus with our life, we're going to spend eternity with Him in heaven, and it's going to be greater than anything you could ever imagine. But listen, have you thought about this? That even today, as the Christian life is difficult and we're willing to follow Him and we sacrifice for Him and for the calling on our life, have you ever thought that maybe that God's Word is true and that if we sacrifice that God will bless? That God will bless and work in our life. Now, I'm not telling you that if you lose your house for Christ's sake, that you're going to get a mansion here. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying this. If you sacrifice, God is going to provide what you need. He's going to take care of you. And if we truly call ourselves Bible-believing Christians, if that's what we hold on to, listen, then believe it. Believe that the sacrifice that we make is not too great, because our God is greater, and He's going to take care of us. And the last thing is this, following Jesus, listen, following Jesus leads to purposeful participation. Purposeful participation. What that means is this, listen, we have this calling that God calls us. We sacrifice for Him, but listen, if we follow, we follow with purpose. Listen to what it says in verse 29. Then Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them. So listen, this is amazing to me. And this is where I want us to kind of land today as we talk about following Jesus. That we don't just follow blindly. We don't just follow haphazardly. Listen, we follow with purpose. That Jesus is calling you to follow Him. He's calling you to sacrifice. And listen, that may be difficult in this age, but listen, all this comes together because God has a purpose for you and for me. You see, Levi left everything. And the first thing that he did is he gathered up all his friends. And he met and they had dinner together. Jesus sitting with the tax collectors. What I love about this is it says tax collectors and others. Now, can you imagine what the others were? Tax collectors are pretty rough, but think about what the others were. And I can only imagine it was probably all the ones in that around that community that nobody else wanted to touch. Nobody else wanted to talk to, but Jesus did. Levi did. And can I tell you that when we accept Jesus into our life, when we surrender to following after Him, when we are willing to obey and be His missionary and His servant, listen, we have a purpose. And that purpose is the same as Matthew, Levi, is that we are called to share the gospel. We're called to introduce people to Jesus. You have a purpose in following after Jesus. When we look at this, I'm amazed at the picture here of, and you may have heard it, people have talked about a Matthew party, where you have your neighbors coming in. That's kind of what this is. So Levi, I can only imagine who he hung out with, but that's who he brought into his house, and Jesus was right there with them. Can I just say, when did we as Christians ever stop being like Jesus? How important is it for us to not just limit the gospel to the ones we're comfortable with, but to share the gospel with all people, no matter who they are, no matter where they are. I just want you to write this down. If you have the notes, that's great. But listen, nowhere is too grim to share. Nowhere is too grim to share. Now, I did put grim in there because it matched all my other words. So I just want you to know that. But it has a great meaning. Listen, the last place that anybody would probably want to be would have been at Levi's house with all those people. Those people. But that's exactly where Jesus was. And for us as believers, God is calling us to take the gospel to all places, to all people. Here's what God's word says in Acts 1:8, which, you know, an incredible passage in Jesus gives us these words. It says this, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You are called to be a missionary. You are called to shine the light of Jesus to all that are around you, no matter where that is, no matter who that is. We are called with a purpose to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Listen, that is no different than we look at the Great Commission in Matthew 28, verse 18. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, Now, can you imagine hearing those words and they're probably thinking, even that nation, even that people group, we have to share with that people group? Can I just tell you that we get the same call today, that we're called to share the gospel to all people in all places, and may we be intentional and diligent in doing what God has called us to do. My prayer as a people, as a church, is that we would not be afraid and we'd be willing to do whatever God calls us to do. That we would not look and be fearful of what is to come, but we would step out in boldness and courage, following after Jesus, reaching this world, this community for the Lord, and only looking to Jesus. Can I ask you today, are you willing to be like Levi? Are you willing to accept the call? Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to join in for God's purpose? Now, for us, I don't know what that looks like for each individual. Everybody's a little different in how God calls and what He calls them to. For some of you, God may be calling today to be a Sunday school teacher. And you've been fearful of that. Maybe that's your calling. Maybe it's to do ministry at the racetrack, or maybe it's to do ministry in the community. Maybe it's for you to be a missionary, and you've been afraid of committing to that. Whatever it is, but God is calling you to that, and you've been reluctant to do. Can I just encourage you today and just say, follow. Follow Jesus. And I will not stand up here and say, it's all going to be easy. If it's all easy, we wouldn't need Jesus. But listen, I will tell you this, it's going to have purpose, and it's going to be blessed. And so may we be willing to follow Jesus no matter what, as He is calling us. Can you imagine a church filled with people answering the call? Just think what this world would look like today. You know, our world is an interesting place today. In our culture, and I'm not saying it's just going downhill all the way. Listen, God is still in control. I'm not fearful of that. But I will tell you this, now more than ever, we have the greatest opportunity to be like Levi. We have the greatest opportunity to share the gospel and the good news, to introduce Jesus to a country, to a culture, to a world that is in desperate need of rescue. And may we be willing, may you and I be willing to answer that call, drop everything and follow. And let's see what God does. Let's see how He works through you and through me and through Hampton First Baptist Church.